Even though it was a violent weekend, the city of Philadelphia is still on track for a record low homicide year. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
Even though one homicide is too many, Philadelphia DA Larry Krasner believes the city could be headed to another low crime record in 2026.
If you look at the last 28 days and you compare it to the 28 before that, it's actually looking pretty good. We have 108 homicides, and no one would ever celebrate that. But it is 29 fewer than last year.
As the summer vacation season wraps up, Krasner says the return to class is good when it comes to violence in Philadelphia.
We're at 59 months. 59 months of crime going down. Not every single month, but just like you came down a mountain. 59 months. It all began in the month of September. Why? Because the schools opened back up. Does that tell you something?
Krasner adds public funding of work programs and organized activities for youth is key to keeping crime in check. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
State Representative Ben Waxman wants to ban SEPTA and other transit agencies from using self-driving buses unless they have a human operator on board at all times. The lawmaker from Philly says he's concerned about the lack of oversight for artificial intelligence technologies and the threat of job losses from automated transit.
We don't want to be replacing people's jobs with, you know, just fully automated systems. This is a public agency. These are good jobs that are decent paying jobs with benefits. And we need more of those in Philadelphia, not less.
SEPTA officials say they don't have any plans to use self-driving buses. However, autonomous buses are being used in parts of Asia and Europe, and some experts say they'll become feasible in the U.S. within a decade. Increasing clouds as we make our way through the afternoon on this Tuesday. Hot out there, 87 degrees right now in Center City, Philadelphia. Manahawkin at 85, Cape May at 80, Rehoboth Beach at 80 as well. Clouds continue for the rest of the afternoon in Philadelphia. Looks like we could see a slim chance of showers later on today.